Because the real energy system is in the spirit. Everything comes from the unseen first. And often I've been called by the Lord to deal with something and frame it up there. It's not even just reacting to the enemy or something, it's creating the future as well. So yeah. Sometimes you'll see like a technology in God's heart and you'll engage it and ask for it to be released in creation, for the blockages to be removed, for God to release the idea out there. And then you'll see it in the news.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi guys, thank you for tuning in for what's going to be an exceptional conversation in this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And my special guest, my friend joining me for today's conversation is just an amazing man of God. He's a man of so much love and humility and courage. And he's a very well-loved international speaker, podcaster, YouTuber. I mean, you name it. He's like in the media space. He's writing books. He's a futurist. He's a pioneer. He's mentoring people around the world. And he's just so hungry to know Jesus as much as is humanly possible and to know the realm of the kingdom and then to share it with all of us and help us go there. So, of course, it's the amazing Justin Abraham joining me today. Justin, welcome.
Thank you, Liz. It's always a massive honor to be talking to you.
Conversation for today, which I would love to, we'll see where Holy Spirit takes us, right? But I know that's really strongly on my heart is to talk to you about the subject of governance, because I know even though, like you're saying, we discover more of who Jesus is and then we realize we know nothing. He just blows our minds again and, you know, we just toddle forward and, you know.
But it's true.
I know that you have, I mean, seriously, in the area of governance, you have had some seriously effective breakthroughs when you've really engaged. And I know you've equipped a lot of people over the years in how to be effective governmentally. So just for clarity to begin with, can you talk to us about kingdom governance?
Mm-hmm. The gist of it is that we can create reality. Is that anything that diminishes our life, our joy, our culture, we are allowed to govern over and bring life to regulate a new system, co-create a new system. And it's very, very powerful. And it comes from union and ascension. So step one is I'm in the spirit and I'm in him and he's in me. Then from that, you come up to Mount Zion. You come up to being in Christ. You come up to being in, is the, I love one translation says, in the executive authority of his right hand, where you're co-seated with Christ. Now, when you go into that realm, it's a realm of consciousness. It's within you. So even though we're talking about ascension, really we're talking about a realm of consciousness in God who's already in you, where you're connected to all of heaven and you see blueprints, you see dreams, you meet angels, you meet saints, and all of them are working together to do the same thing, which is the restoration of all things, to heal creation, to bring heaven on earth. And then when you're in that place and you pray from above, seated above, blessed above, it creates realities. And then those realities start to manifest in the world around you. So you might see an idea, you'll engage that idea. When you come out of the ascension and release it, you'll see it's on the news, or a scientist discovers the thing you've seen, or you might practically govern something like an economy or the weather. Many times we've done weather miracles. Some of them are quite funny. I'll give you one example because they could be small miracles or big ones. So I was in Italy in a place called Bari doing a conference with Catholics, actually. It's my first ever conference for Catholics, which I love because I'm a big fan of the old saints, Catherine of Siena, all these people. And on my day off, they were going to take me into the town, but it was blue skies and very hot. Now, I'm obviously fair skinned, so I was thinking I'm going to get sunburned. So I'm in the hotel and I start engaging and I overshadow the town and I start saying, Lord, I call on the clouds to form just a layer of cloud. I call on angels to partner with me. And this was amazing. An actual circle disc of cloud formed over the town, a very thin layer. and I was able to go into the town without getting sunburnt. And the Catholic guy who hosted me, his mind was just blown. I said,
Bet
that's an
he was.
example of heaven. And it's a huge subject, but I'll just read this
Oh,
one verse because I
so
think this is
brilliant.
cool. It's in the Message translation. It says, a new government will be established, a government of love. I love that. That's Isaiah 16, verse 5 in the Message. So when you love something, you can change something. So, for example, if you love someone and hold them in your heart, you can begin to shape the reality around them. Or if you love the government, or you love arts, or you love media, it doesn't work through hate. It doesn't work through anger. It works through love energy. When you've got a passion for nature, you can govern nature. So when I started to govern in Cardiff, the city near here, I had to start to love it first. That was the first key, because the city was a hard city for me as a Christian, and it tried to push me out, and there was a lot of religion and opposition to the mystical realms and the prophetic. So the first thing I did was say it in the spirit, I love you. I'm not going to reject you. I'm going to move towards you. And then I expanded my heart over it. And then we used to meet weekly. And when we were meeting weekly, and we would sit over the city, we'd go into God's presence to joy, wait on the Lord, and he would show us things he wanted to create. So one thing he showed us, he wanted a children's festival. So we prayed over the city, and they started a 6-week children festival every year in Cardiff. He showed us he wanted a play center in the big mall because there was nothing for kids. We overshadow it. We say, Lord, your blueprint is that there's a kids center. Lord, we know the blueprint's family, and we're overshadowing it like this. And then someone came along and spent £2 or £3 million building this crazy golf course in the mall with smoke and towers and rivers. And it's a
Amazing.
massive thing. So what we and then when we were governing the crime, we actually became the safest city in the UK and the number one rated for safety for suburban areas. And they called it City of Wonder. So that's an example of governance, is that you hold it in your heart, you sit over it in the spirit, and you release that frequency and that energy of love. And then you'll see the thing that you've engaged here starts to become here. So I
Yeah,
will build my
it's
ecclesia,
kingdom.
and the gates of death will not prevail. What you bind in heaven will be bound on earth. What you loose in heaven will be loosed upon the earth. And it's very powerful. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
That's amazing, Justin. I mean, that was the most profound, clear explanation of true governance I think I've ever heard. Actually, that was just such a stream of truth that came out of you. Do you know what I love? What really impacted me when you spoke then was lots of things you said, but was the fact that you're bringing heaven's perspective. You're going into the heart of God, and he loves everyone, doesn't he? He is love. I've learned that along the years as well, as you know, like when I've gone into places on assignment like Hollywood, and I started to see the depravity and the mess and the stuff of, broken life there. Initially, I pulled away from it. And then Jesus began to just infuse me with his heart for the people and his heart and his vision for that gate. And it was only when I began to really love the people, love the land, have divine perspective, realize Jesus loves media. He wants the revelation of who he is and purity and goodness and the values of his heart expressed out through that gate that we can so easily curse and judge, and so, and yeah, there's a lot of wrong stuff in it, clearly. But what you just said then is like you get his vision, you get his intention, and then and you begin to decree that into being from that place of union and that realm of his presence of love, and it changes everything. I agree. And I know you've had like the breakthroughs you've had in Wales, just amazing, amazing. And I love that he cares so much about the children that he
He
changed
does.
that so they could have a really great experience there. So tell us some more of your stories, because I know you have really inspirational stories about breakthroughs from just doing this.
It's so simple. It says we have come to Mount Zion. You are seated in Christ. So we're already there. is turning our awareness into it through meditation and union. So we enter into the presence and the love and we go up, and then you'll find that the thing that's moving you is actually God calling you to do something in the spirit about it, because the real energy system is in the spirit. Everything comes from the unseen first. And often I've been called by the Lord to deal with something and frame it up there. It's not even just reacting to the enemy or something, it's creating the future as well. So sometimes you'll see like a technology in God's heart, and you'll engage it and ask for it to be released in creation, for the blockages to be removed, for God to release the idea out there. And then you'll see it in the news, or you'll govern something. I've got hundreds and hundreds of stories of governing different situations, but often they're private and I don't talk about them online, because it's kind of like part of my role in the unseen is to create things. But the kind of things I'm doing at the moment, so yesterday I met with some people who've created a West End musical, and they've done this incredible musical, and they wanted to frame up and create the next layer of it and the finances for it and the dream for it. We meditated, we ascended, and we started to see very clearly, you need to do this, this, and this. So they're going to go away and do it. I went straight from that meeting to a person who's innovating a new kind of construction in the UK. The first kind of houses built by hemp, which is a sustainable, clean, breathable, healthy way of building houses. I've helped govern that whole process all the way through and releasing finances and connections. And every time they've hit a wall, they've come to me, we've ascended, and it's broken open another layer. And they've ended up winning the Best Newcomer Award in the UK for the building industry. And we went to the awards with them in the tuxedos. And now they've been nominated for the National Award for the best newcomer. And then yesterday I met with somebody who wants to see healing breakthrough and how to engage the realm of healing, how to ascend into it, create that mountain in your life, partner with healing angels. So that was my day yesterday. But all of those things were secret meetings.
Yes.
But that's the thing that I love. And I love creating new possibilities and new timelines. So one thing that you can do with governance is you can see the future you want to walk in and create it. So I'll give you another example. This year, I'm speaking at a conference with a guy that I really have wanted to meet. He's a guy who talks about health and immortality. He's from Sri Lanka. He's a genius. He leads 1,000 churches. Now, I've never met the guy, but I was in the spirit and I said, Lord, I want to meet this guy. I feel like he can interchange something in my life and enrich my life. Lord, would you make the connections happen? I released that in the spirit. I felt it calling, I felt it happening. And then soon after that, I mean, within, I don't know how long, a couple of weeks, I got invited to speak at the annual conference in America, in Dallas, with this guy. That's an example of how it works. So the same worked with like connecting with different people in the past. So, I remember years ago, I wanted to meet Bobby Connor. Bobby Connor's hilarious. I love his stories. He's such a funny guy. So I wrote in my journal, this year I'd like to have dinner with Bobby Connor. And I engaged it in the spirit. I ascended. Lord, I said, would this be possible? Can I have this? Lord's going, yeah. That year, I ended up meeting Bobby and having lunch with him at a conference. And then I ended up having breakfast with him another time. And then I ended up having a two-hour meeting with him and speaking at the same conference with him on two occasions. So it works like that, but it works for the wealth of your family. It works for technology. So I work with a lot of technology groups. I work with financial people, people who are trying to create new economics. But the way it all works is like, if anyone's listening to this wondering, how can I tap into this?
That's what I was going to ask you. Can you break it down? Like, what's going on in your internal world while this is happening? Because people are going to be glued to this. This is a very different lens through which to see governance for a lot of us. So it's very exciting, because I know you and I know the fruit of your life.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing this in public. Because I know this is a very private part of your life, and you're now going to be inundated with requests for help. But what's going on inside you when you start to engage for a breakthrough?
Yeah. So I go into a state of sweetness and rest. It's like I go into like a deep place of love, entanglement. So when we go to govern, I spend a good part of the first part just settling the mind, breathing, coming into oneness. And I'll say things like, I'm in you, Lord, you're in me, we are one. And then I'll feel the love energy, and I'll feel my inclusion in the Trinity. and I'll know that I'm truly one with them. And then I very gently lift my head into the expanded state of light. You don't even have to see it. It's already there. You feel it. And I open up to it. Now, when I'm there, what I do in the spirit will depend on what the Lord's called me to do in that moment. So if I'm with a person, they want advice, I'll take them with me and we'll engage the spirit of wisdom and understanding. And as we're sitting in the light, resting, not pushing, not striving, thoughts come to you, visions come to you. And sometimes you'll see the exact same thing. It's wild. I've even seen groups of people see the exact same thing. And you form this union consciousness with God where his thoughts start to come to you, which says, you know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And when you come out of it, it's like it's resting on you.
Yeah.
The frequency of that world sticks to you. And then when you go and speak to the person, the sound of that realm is still in you and on you. And it just pings and pings. And it works for anything. It works for anything that you want to engage. So the way you know what, okay, so if we can, in Christ, we've been given everything, right?
Yep.
The way that you know the thing you're called into is it will be a desire in your heart. So you might have a desire for a better education system, or you might have a desire for better transportation or free energy, or you might want to free a culture from drug addiction or this, then that's heaven inviting you to engage the courts of heaven, to get justice, to get help. And it shifts the whole thing when you ascend. When you ascend, you transcend. And then what you do in the spirit begins to create here, because this realm's underneath the government of Jesus. He destroyed Satan at the cross. It said he bound Satan. He nullified him. He took away the keys. And it's a defeated enemy. And the reason we still see darkness is because we haven't understood yet how powerful we are. So all of heaven's cheering us on, all creation's groaning, saying, come on, Ecclesia, rising, wake up, put your face in the sunlight and realize that you are powerful beyond your wildest dreams. And you've been given the keys of the kingdom to create a new world and a new earth. And I think the more of us realize this, the more rapid the change is happening. So I think a lot of change that's going on right now in the world isn't so much that it's getting worse. It's just things are shaking so much. And all these things that are hidden are now becoming open. And we're starting to see the reality. But from that, lots of people want the authentic. They're saying, where is the light? Where is love? And you can see it's an awakening culture now. Yeah. An awakening to consciousness, Christ consciousness. They're seeking. So now when we're around people, they instantly want to know about the Lord and what we do, and they want to hear more. And I get invited to talk to people, and different people come up to me. And it's so exciting. It feels like something big's happening, Liz.
Yeah, I agree.
Something huge.
I agree, Justin. I mean, everything you've said is just, there's so much life on what you're saying, because it's the truth, isn't it? And it is... I think what you've just said as well is hugely important. This awareness is growing within us, and we witness to it in our spirits regarding the absolute complete finished work of the cross.
Come on.
Jesus, like
Come
you
on.
Said, he took Satan out at the cross. He is not the God of this world anymore. He does not have authority here. He will occupy a vacuum that we create through our lack of awareness, right?
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is waking us up, and I see it, I feel it as well as you do, Justin. This, I'm holding it in my spirit and birthing it and calling it in agreement with the Lord to see the tipping point happen.
Come on.
Where so there's enough of us awake that we start to shift things atmospherically, and we begin to literally govern the nations. And sure, we can see the issues that are there that are screaming, you know, every day, but they're just... They are that we carry the solution. They are issues of the day to be redeemed through the transforming power of the Spirit of God that we now are conduits of, right? We steward and partner with him to release. And I know in my spirit, I've seen it. I've like you have, I've seen a very bright future. Yes, we're walking through a journey to get there. We're maturing, but the ecclesia is rising, and there is an invitation in this hour to really step up and step into this and link arms and be in unity and recognize we might have diverse opinions of theology and et cetera, and diverse expressions of our Christian experience, but we are still family. We are still one in Christ. And through that place of recognition of us as families belonging to each other, as belonging to Jesus, I think the sound that will flow out of us will heal the planet, has the capacity to heal the planet. And that's heaven's intention, right? We're the government here now.
Yeah, we are the government. And that's what people have not understood. They've kind of thought we're under the government, or we're under the system, or we're under the weather, but we're not. We've got like a power in us that's so big, so massive. And I've sometimes been involved in changing entire weather systems for a country, say, on my own. So if I can do that with Yahweh, with Jesus on my own, what could all of us do if we decided we wanted to learn this? So the way we step into it is saying, Lord, I want to learn. So it starts with that learner heart. I said to the Lord, teach me to govern, like Solomon. How do I govern? How do I create realities? How do I change the future? And he started teaching me initially through weather. That was the first thing he started teaching me through. And I had some amazing weather miracles. I haven't got time to go into it, but the first year where I was meant to govern the weather, we were going to have the worst weather on record, they thought at the time in Britain. And Jesus said, I want you to stop the snow. So I said, I don't know how to do that. He said, I'll teach you. So just go into the ascended state, encircle Britain, create a bubble around it, release the angelic, say this God's blueprint is for a good winter, not this storm, this realm of heavy winter. And I engaged it. And every time the storm tried to come, six times it didn't come. And then in the end, by the way, I've got all the newspaper stuff of this. If ever you want to see, it's wild. Instead of having like the worst winter, we actually had the best winter in over 350 years. We had record-breaking flowers. In the summer, people were buying barbecues. I've got the press of this. Instead of buying winter coats, they were buying barbecues and salads. And we actually didn't have a winter. In Cardiff, where I was living at the time, we had the earliest bloom of flowers we've ever had. We had the most species bloom. And they said, because this harsh winter hadn't come, the newspaper estimated it saved 70 people at least from dying from the cold. So me engaging Yahweh's heart changed the weather system for the whole country. You know, and I think that's what we need to learn to do when we hear of tornadoes or storms or earthquakes. We don't partner with death, we partner with life, and we ascend and transcend it. And it's amazing how what you can do in that realm through taking responsibility. So that's the other thing I learned. It's about responsibility. So if you say, I'll take responsibility for the media. If you say, I'll take responsibility, the Lord says, okay, I'll start sharing with you my dream. I'll start giving you blueprints. The angels will come and work with you. Or if you say, I'll take responsibility for governing the economy or technology, you'll start getting ideas. Or you could say, Lord, I'm up for all of it. And you could be as big as you want, because I do legislation about every one of those topics, you know? And it's so exciting. Often with Rachel, I'll show her in the news almost every week things I've prayed into. I'll go, oh, that's the thing I prayed into. That's the thing I prayed into. And it's so exciting. I mean, there is one thing that sometimes inhibits this whole system, though, of prayer. And it's if you're not in rest or you're feeling upset. So I found that the key to operating in governance is rest. So like on days where I'm upset or I feel moved by the world, I found I couldn't shape the world. But if I rested and entered back into love and breathed and said, all is well, I come into that rest state, then it opened again. So I think it's because it says the government of peace will crush Satan. It's a peace governance. And often you see Christians getting wound up by stuff. They've got to let go of that energy. That's the cares and worries of this world, and go back into love, union, and expand your heart, and then you'll find you've changed it straight away, because the atmosphere you're carrying, the realm you're carrying, is one of sweetness and peace, and that just goes out, and it can affect a whole town, actually, a whole village. It's incredible.
Yeah, just brilliant. I mean, just brilliant. This is the truth, isn't it? It is, as Jesus said to the disciples when they said, how do we pray? And he said, pray Father, let your kingdom come on
Come
earth
on.
as it is in heaven, on
Yeah.
earth as it is in heaven. And that's what this is. It's
Yeah.
bringing on earth the intention of heaven, bringing the realm of
Yeah.
rest and joy and peace and
Come
love
on,
and
come
the
on, come
presence
on.
of God everywhere to transfigure and transform and reform, right? And that's the privilege and the responsibility that we have now. And
Yeah.
I know you've got excuse me, I know you've got hundreds and hundreds of stories, but we're gonna have to stop for now. But anyway, guys, just so that you all know as well, just in the last few minutes, Justin and I and Dr. Brian Simmons are doing an event for those of you that aren't aware, and we are going to do a deep dive into this. It's called The Throne. And Jesus has really spoken about us gathering at his feet together, bringing together an event where we can just adore him and listen to him and begin to move into this, right? To this level of understanding of who he is as the king and who we are as his image in that regard and the government here. And I believe there's going to be such an activation, Justin, at that event. I really do believe it's a strategic gathering to begin to bring this across the body of Christ, activate us to a different level of effectiveness. But yeah, it's just amazing, amazing. So jump onto lizright.org if you haven't registered for it, because it's going to be really, really special, really powerful. And definitely, I know that Justin's going to blow the place up as you always do in the most amazing way. We love it. We love doing events
And you
together.
too, Liz. I know what you're
Wild.
like. I know what you're like too.
We're just so hungry for Jesus, right? We just go wild after him and just want him. Just want him. We'll let go and let him take over. Promise. But yeah, Justin, just in the last couple of minutes, can I ask you, would you pray for people? Just to
Sure.
whatever's in your spirit. But really, I'm agreeing that you guys will activate into this different level of
Yeah.
governmental capacity just from hearing what Justin's sharing today, because it's the truth.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we are your body. We're not trying to become the ecclesia. We are the ecclesia and we are in you and we're in heavenly realms. So I just pray for everyone on this call today, on this video call, that they'd have an awareness of their oneness with you, that in Christ we have fullness. And we are now in the unlimited realm of Christ, where dreams and visions flow, and where we can create the future with joy. So I pray for everyone now that you'd become aware of who you really are. You are the body of Christ, and you are limitless. You are seated in Him, and all of heaven is cheering you on. I also pray, Lord, that you'd show them just some fun assignments to do, whether it's changing something in their town or governing finances or whatever they want to do. Lord, I pray you'd show them a beautiful assignment that you already have for them, that they would step into it and have some fun with it, and that everyone on this call would have their own stories, lots and lots of fresh stories of heaven invading earth. Thank you, Papa. Amen.
Amen. Wow. We agree. We agree. We agree. And a different level of grace that you will experience that, being able to settle yourself back into peace. So there's no internal disruption to you being able to engage to govern this planet, which is why you're here, from your union with Jesus, and that the whole experience for you would be an absolute joy as you implement the victory of Jesus on earth. Amen. Amen. Oh.
Amen.
Justin, you're amazing. Thank you
Thank you.
for jumping on and having this, really important conversation.
Beautiful. Thank you, Liz.
Guys, thank you for giving us your precious time too. Have the most amazing week, and we're believing with you for breakthroughs to manifest in your life. See you next week. God bless. 2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me, and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.